We now move on to the news from Crowborough and Uckfield, generously sponsored by Cranwell Wealth Solutions.
A care home in Crowborough has been recognised for its standards of person-centred care for veterans. Care UK's Heather View on Beacon Road has officially received veteran-friendly status through the Veteran Friendly Framework. A collaboration between Armed Forces charities, Royal Star and Garter and Royal British Legion and NHS Veterans Covenant Healthcare Alliance, with funding support from the Armed Forces Covenant Fund Trust. The VFF initiative was launched in 2023 to address loneliness and isolation and deliver improved health and well-being outcomes for over 25,000 veterans residing in care homes across England. To achieve its accreditation, Heather View was required to meet 8 standards, including noting the armed forces status within care plans and addressing social isolation by signposting to support services such as their local Royal British Legion branch and other charities that provide support for veterans or their partners. The care home has also introduced a range of activities to support veterans, including recently celebrating the 80th anniversary of VE Day with the local community. Sadie Hudson, home manager at Heather View, said, "We're so proud to have become a VFF-approved care home. We pride ourselves on being warm and inclusive to all, so we need to provide the right environment for veterans to thrive here. We've learnt a great deal in the process and have already begun implementing activities to promote well-being among our veteran residents. I'd like to say a big thank you to the team who worked hard to help us achieve this accreditation. We're looking forward to welcoming more veterans from the community into Heather View." Heather View has been designed to deliver the highest standards of care and to enable residents to live active and fulfilling lives. The home provides full-time residential, nursing and dementia care, as well as short-term respite, and has plenty of space for activities and facilities, including a pub, music room, hair and beauty salon and cafe. For more information about Heather View, please contact Customer Relations Manager Amy Gullett on 01892 883 574.
William Hobbs, a joiner from Uckfield, Jordan Green, an electrician from Crawley, and Ella Lewis, a heating engineer from Chichester, are all through to the semi-final stage of the search for the UK and Ireland's top tradesperson. They'll now battle it out against over 40 other semi-finalists. The overall winner will take home £20,000, being a bundle of tools, tech, and training. They have beaten stiff competition to secure a semi-final place in Screwfix search for the UK's top tradesperson, which is now in its 16th year. Professionalism and dedication are what set these three apart from the hundreds of entries from tradespeople across the UK and Ireland. William, 33, is a director of Joinery Boys Limited and has worked as a joiner for 18 years. With a lifelong commitment to joinery, William has received numerous awards in recognition of his skill, craftsmanship, and contributions to the industry. Having grown up immersed in the trade and learning from his father, he is now passionate about mentoring young and aspiring joiners. passing on his knowledge to the next generation. Ella competes against over 40 other tradespeople, presenting their skills and story to judges from Screwfix. The semi-finalists will be whittled down to just 10 before advancing to the national final at Screwfix Live in September. And it's at Screwfix Live, after being put through their paces by a panel of industry experts, one winner will be crowned Screwfix Top Tradesperson. Williams said, "It's incredible to be recognised alongside so many skilled and passionate professionals. Joinery is more than just a job for me. It's something I truly love, and I can't wait to demonstrate my skills to the judges." Jack Wallace, marketing director at Screwfix, added, "Now in its 16th year, our search for the UK and Ireland's top tradesperson continues to highlight the exceptional talent within the trade industry. This year's entries have been truly inspiring, and I wish all semi-finalists the best of luck as they compete for this year's title." To find out more about Screwfix Top Tradesperson 2025, visit screwfix.com.
Now, Melvin Butcher reports on the Steam Gala at Hadlow Down. "I spent a day at the Tinkers Park Railway Gala last weekend, and what a show it was. There was an entrance fee, but once you were in, it was all free. And that included the ride on the narrow-gauge Great Bush Railway, which sped travellers from one end of the park to the other. There was also a 7.25-inch gauge miniature steam railway, which was a hit with the children. On top of that, you could ride round the fields behind one of the Claude Jessett Trust's traction engines, or in the cab of its Green Goddess fire engine. Perhaps the best part was the opportunity to take a classic open-top bus ride from Hadlow Down to Mayfield, Huckfield or Heathfield. And as it was such a glorious day, everyone crammed on the upper deck. Two exhibition halls housed 19 model rail layouts presented by groups from across the south, including Newhaven, Upfield, Newchapel, Bognor Regis and Crawley. As the one-time owner of a beautiful Morris Minor, I was delighted to catch up with the East Sussex Morris Miners Club, who set up a plush picnic on the grass near their Immaculate Motors. We done it all. It was a huge success, and the park was packed. You didn't have to be a steam buff to enjoy it all. There was a traditional funfair as well, plus a series of steam-driven fairground organs blasting out a series of show tunes, which lent the day a touch of nostalgia.
Huckfield is a town with heart and soul. Words by Town Mayor Karen Bedwell, who joined the revelries at Weald on the Field on Saturday the 9th of August. Karen was joined by hundreds of families who picnicked in the sun, watched musicians on the town's Airstream stage, and shopped until they dropped at the range of stalls selling everything from pork sausages to vintage linen dresses. Catering operator Food Rocks laid on a mix of street food, bars, artisan produce and stalls run by local suppliers and farmers. On offer were specialities from Mexico, Greece, Thailand and Italy, with British offerings more than holding their own. There was a Harvey's Brewery bar, which was joined by 3 Acre Brewery, a company set to open its own tap room in the town's former signal box. Local traders included Cooper's Farm, which pioneered the Uckfield Farmers Market. Its hot dogs went down a treat, as did delicacies from the Podgy Pieman, whose next trip to the town will be for Christmas late night shopping. Karen Bedwell also played host to mayors of Crowborough, Polegate and Seaford, who came to see how Uckfield parties at the Weald on the Field. She said, "It was an absolute honour to represent Uckfield Town Council along with the local town councillors. Thank you too to all the council officers and organisers of the day. Next year's Weald on the Field will be on August the 10th, and it's set to be bigger and better than ever before. Thanks again to everyone for making the day such a fantastic event." There was face painting, plenty of glitter by courtesy of Aphrodite, a fascinating exhibit on bee life run by Paul Lidstrom, and deceptively difficult hook-a-duck tests of skill. The Uckfield Art Group was represented by a palette of artists and members, while health-minded visitors could enjoy spinal treats ably provided by local firm Phoenix Health. Weald on the Field is run by Uckfield Town Council and celebrates its 10th year this year. Among the groups providing the musical background to the day were the Management, the Carnaby Brothers, Repeat Offenders, The Midnight Project and Dynamite.
Repair Cafe Uckfield. Our talented repairers will be back in action again on Saturday, August the 23rd, doing their best to fix whatever you bring us. Last month we worked on a total of 45 items. Of these, 5 were pronounced unreparable. 24 fixed on the day, with the rest works in progress. Garden tool sharpening featured highly, as usual, at this time of year. We fixed various electrical items from a lamp and radio to a toaster and a remote control. We completed a few woodwork repairs too last month, a drawer unit and a sewing box. Joe, our lovely fabric supply repairer on loan from Chailey, was kept busy with 2 pairs of trousers and a hoodie. Please bring us your things to repair in the morning, from small electrical appliances and bicycles to tablets, clothing, and of course sharpening. We are also a cafe, so cake, coffee and tea are always on offer. Our repairs and refreshments are completely free, although we do invite donations. Remember, we appear on the 4th Saturday of every month except for December. No booking necessary. Please arrive from 9:30 until 12 at the Victoria Pavilion, Victoria Pleasure Ground, TN 225 DJ.
The farmer's market in Crowborough is going from strength to strength. From small beginnings, the market in Croft Road opposite Waitrose now features a host of new stalls, all selling local produce, crafts and world food. The authentic Ukrainian kitchen from Wadhurst displays borscht soup, vegan and meat versions, as well as tasty fresh salads and Ukrainian garlic bread, pampushki, to go with all of it. Erridge Dairy is famous for its traditional dairy ice cream, and Charrington's single estate craft cidery is guaranteed to attract the crowds. A relative newcomer to the market is the French Comte, selling, as its name suggests, a wide range of French cheeses, slow-smoked and cured meats from a local breed of pork called Franc-Comtois. There are handmade natural cosmetics by Vicky Hughes on show, and the locally well-known Ray's Jams can be specially wrapped up to celebrate a big occasion. Crowborough Farmers Market takes place on the 4th Saturday of each month. And that brings us to the end of the news for Crowborough and Uckfield.